3, 2, Love Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Joe Cristiano, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, your radio of reason and independent streaming internet radio station and libertarian voice, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Thursday, December 6th, 2007. It is now 6:31 a.m. Central Standard Time in the good old USA. Liberty Talk Radio is your antidote to popular talk radio. Here you're expected to do more than just listen. You are expected to think. Although we broadcast from the United States, libertarian principles of individual freedom and responsibility are universal and apply to your area of residence, be it New York, Bangkok, Berlin, or Stalingrad. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. And now on to our program. Good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call 646-652-4620, and we'll take your comments while on the air. At other times, you may call 903-551-2186 to leave a voice message. Of course, you may send us email at any time to comments@libertytalkradio.com. That's comments@libertytalkradio.com. We will try to respond to your questions during our next broadcast. In addition to accessing Liberty Talk Radio from our website, you may now access our broadcast from blogtalkradio.com/Liberty Talk Radio. I also encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, my2centsonline.com. That's my2centsonline.com, and that too is a numeric two. He discusses economic issues and how they affect you. He is also now has commentary on blogtalkradio.com/my2cents. Folks, it's very important for my listeners to listen to Andy and to apply for his newsletter. It'll give you insight as to what actually is going on in contrast to what you're hearing in popular talk radio or media. Good morning, everyone. This morning, we wanted to talk a little bit about the Liberty Dollar, but in contrast to that, not in contrast, to complement that, there are items that have been coming up during the week that I'd like to make a comment on, and I'm sure some of you are going to ask me to make comment on whether I want to or not, so here it goes. The big issue this week has been the government involvement or attempt to involve itself in reestablishing the or establishing what they consider reasonable or affordable rates for the subprime mortgages. Many of these mortgages are being reset, and as they reset, the payments for the mortgages are going to be beyond the reach of many of the mortgage homeowners. And as a result, they anticipate literally hundreds of thousands of foreclosures. Now, understand this, that what you hear on television is that the government is doing this for whom? Well, they're doing this for the homeowner because they don't want to see the homeowner, you know, default and have all these problems. And, of course, then there's also people who say, well, also it's for the general economy. Because if we have all these houses foreclosed on, this would be a a break on the economy because people see all these houses that are not being sold. Neighborhoods would be going downhill because they wouldn't be taken care of, and all this stuff. Now, let's cut through all the fog, and let's determine really what's the problem here. Well, the problem is very much akin to what is happening, what has happened to the Liberty Dollar. The government is the one that should be ensuring that our money supply is kept on an even keel. In fact, let me read something right from the good old, I hate to say this, the Constitution. The only involvement that the government should have, according to the Constitution regarding our money, is to coin money, regulate the value thereof, and of foreign coin, and fix the standard of weights and measures. Now, that is the only responsibility of the government. Now, please understand, at that time, they're talking about coining money. At that time, the only money that was being coined was silver and gold. Now, there's no restriction for anyone to coin money, actually. It's really not illegal to do so. It's just that the government doesn't want anyone competing against them. Now, an outgrowth of that is that the government couldn't just coin money, because then the government couldn't embark upon any particular program, social program. It couldn't embark upon a war, because war is very costly, and if there's a fixed amount of gold and silver, coined money, in the marketplace, well, there wouldn't be enough gold and silver around. Now, for example, back then, silver was relatively plentiful. There were big silver finds being made, and so the value of silver actually went down. Well, because the value of silver went down, you know, if the value went down, that means it couldn't buy as much. It's sort of like being inflated, if you will. So they couldn't finance a war with silver either. So they concocted this Federal Reserve System. Now, understand that the Federal Reserve System is not federal, it's not reserve, and by the way, they call it the Federal Reserve Bank, and it's not a bank either. It's a private entity owned by the Rothschilds, the Warburgs, the DuPonts, the Morgans, the Rockefellers. All the big money changers of the world own the Federal Reserve. They are the ones that control our currency. Now, I've said this 1,000 times in this show. He who controls the currency controls the nation. You can keep the army, you can keep the industry, you can keep the land, you can keep anything. Just keep control of the currency and you will have control of the nation. Now, so here we have a government that established a private cabal, if you will, to print money, and then they buy it from them. So it's guaranteed that these people will always be in the billionaire status. They'll always make money. No matter what happens, they'll always make money, because if the money is inflated, they just make more of it, and then they make more of a commission on it. I mean, it's a no-lose situation. Can't lose. And the people who can't lose are the money changers of the world, the big, big money people. Understand that politics and politicians have nothing to do with this. The only time that anyone has ever tried to disrupt the ongoings of the Federal Reserve, those people have met with demise. Now, there's no connection between that. You can't prove a connection, but it's very strange that that happens all the time. You know, Kennedy was one of them. He dissolved. He had an executive order dissolving the Federal Reserve, and he wound up with a bullet in his head. I am convinced that the Federal Reserve is there to stay, and anyone who knocks it is history. All right, enough of that. So here the government sets up an illegal, an unconstitutional entity to print money, which is contrary to what the Constitution provides. Right? Once they do that, they say, they dictate or legislate that this now is legal tender. And since this is legal tender, the government is the only one permitted to issue a legal tender, and no one else can. Well, that has not always been the case. There's been private banks issuing currency throughout the United States for decades. But they put a squabosh to that because, understand, has nothing to do with liberty. It has nothing to do with sovereignty. It has nothing to do with nationalism. It has nothing to do with the financial health of the organization. It has to do with controlling the currency. Understand that. It has to do with controlling the currency. They want to control the currency, and if anyone competes against that, they will lose control of the currency. Understand that? All right, it's very simple. They have a monopoly on making money through a private entity, right? And the government heads are in cahoots with these people. But really, the people in government are the puppets. They're not the drivers. They're the puppets, right? And who we put in office, whether it be Hillary Clinton or Mitt Romney, is totally immaterial. Understand that. That's totally immaterial. That's for us. That's for us to argue over. We're not going to do that here. We're going to talk about where the real power is. All right. So here we are. We have this company, this organization, which has control of our currency. And anytime, and then they enact legislation saying you cannot compete against this unconstitutional entity. Now, I really want you to think about that. I want you to really think about that, because our concept of money is such that we think that this is some magical thing that the government does, and with magical powers, and it's sacred, and the money we have in our pocket is sort of a good as gold type thing, and no one can compete against. And that's all garbage. We've been sold this bill of goods, good, no pun intended, bill of goods. And it's garbage. The money we have in our pockets is a Federal Reserve note, and no one really understands what that is. It is not backed by anything. All right, now, let's move on, because my blood pressure is getting the best of me. Hold on one second. Let me get a swig of coffee. I need it this morning. So, the government, from time to time, has made even the possession of gold to be illegal. And then in 1974, I think it was, they allowed the public to own gold again, but not as legal tender, but as coins, a numismatic value, bullion, collector's items, commemorative items. Now, what does that have to do with the Liberty Dollar? Well, that's exactly what the Liberty Dollar was. The Liberty Dollar was a sort of a commemorative type of coin. It's said explicitly, this is not legal tender. Now, like anything else in this world, if you own something and you want to use that in exchange for something else, if you own have an extra lawnmower and your neighbor wants to buy it, you can sell it to him. Or even better, if he has hedge cutters that you need and he needs your lawnmower, you can exchange. That is not illegal. That does not mean that the lawnmower constitutes legal tender, and neither does the hedge cutter constitute legal tender. Now, in the case of the Liberty Dollar, it is expressively stated in the website, in the literature, that this is not legal tender. In fact, they had received a court ruling that made the issuing of those coins legal. So the question is, why were they confiscated? Well, no one knows, because even in the papers, the affidavit that was served, it doesn't state so. It says that they've been laundering money. Well, you can't launder money if you buy gold or silver, change it to a design, and regardless of whose name you put on it, I mean, you can go to a coin store and get a gold dollar with Mickey Mouse's name on it, a face on it. It doesn't make any difference, because if it's an ounce of gold, it's an ounce of gold. That ounce of gold is as good with Mickey Mouse's picture on it as it is of the Queen of England or the President of the United States or anyone else. And it's considered exchangeable for whatever the market will bear at the time. Now, I think the price of gold, the market price of gold, I didn't check in the past couple of days, is somewhere around $797, roundish figures, and I'm probably a few dollars off, $90 per ounce. And then there's a little bit of a premium for a coin. And millions of these are exchanged every day. Well, the Liberty Dollar is really no different than that. But this is where I think things came to a head, is that the government, in its role from converting our country from freedom to fascism, wants to place the fear. This is a fear thing. This is a fear move. They want to place the fear in the populace by taking this action. In other words, they know, I'm convinced the government knows, they have absolutely no case, and then this will in fact be thrown out of court. These people will be exonerated. No question in my mind. But the point is this, is that once the government takes this action, FBI, CIA people come in and they confiscate everything, that place, that's exactly what Hitler did in World War II. That's what Mussolini did. That's what Stalin did. All dictators do the same thing. Little by little, they chip away at the freedoms that you have. They don't take them away. They just make you a little reluctant, a little hesitant to exercise your freedom. So you say, well, I better play it safe. I better not do that. Well, these people who ran the Liberty Dollar Store were braver than that. They said, I have the right, the government gave me the right, and at the risk of being arrested, knowing the risk that I am taking, just as the risk I am taking being on the air today, I am going to print this money. And they were right. They were, in fact, arrested. And they may go to jail for it. And they don't know what the charges are. Now, these people are running not from the government. These people are running to the government. If you read the website, it's very interesting. They are running to the government. They want to go to court. They just can't wait. They are chomping at the bit to do so. And why? Because they have the Constitution on their side, they have court rulings on their side, and they have done absolutely nothing illegal, and the government can't prove it. The government knows it. They're going to drag their feet, but the government has accomplished its objective of placing just enough fear in the minds of people that would make people a little bit more reluctant to do anything other than what the government explicitly will permit them to do. In other words, we are not a country of formed by the people. We are transferring, we are to a country that is obedient to a centralized, autocratic, dictatorial, authoritative government. It's slow, but it's happening. Now, in a way, I hope this whole debacle with these subprime loans, I hope the whole damn system crashes. I know it'd be terrible for everyone. Everybody will suffer. But it would just serve them right. And maybe we can get back to a constitutional country once again. Now, what does this all have to do with the subprime loans? Let's go around some of them. Now, the government has allowed, they are part and parcel, they are irresponsible. The government agencies, the regulatory agencies, the Treasury, Alan Greenspan will have a very dark history once everything comes out. Once he's gone and people start writing about what he actually accomplished, it's going to be a very, very ugly book of what he did to the United States. Alan Greenspan was a gold standard advocate, and justifiably so. He received was elected into the he was appointed to the Federal Reserve as chairman, and all of a sudden he became a fiat money freak, and he started printing money like crazy. And the government, in order at the expense of the value of the currency that we have in our wallets, and it was debasing the currency. At that expense, it propped up the economy to keep it going for as long as possible when it was on shaky ground. And all they did was continue to print money and debase the currency constantly. And what that does is that taxes the average person, the people who work for a living like you and I, we pay for this. Now, the government knows the system is rotten. They know the system doesn't work. They know it can't work long run, and they keep on piecing it together. Now what they want to do to starve off a real financial debacle, they want to print even more money and help the banks and help the people who have these subprime loans. Well, this money's got to come from somewhere. The government is already in bankruptcy. It's already in debt of over $50 trillion with unfunded liabilities. Its national debt is approaching $10 trillion. I mean, it doesn't have any money. We've already mortgaged our kids and our grandkids. And yet they want to print more money to give to the banking system. They don't care about the people in the house. They don't care if they all starve, drop dead, die of cancer. They don't give a damn. But they want to make sure that the banking system stays whole, because the banking system is controlled by the money makers and the people who control our currency. And the people who are controlling our currency are the ones that want to keep the charade going. And what does Liberty Dollar have to do with it? Well, you see, the Liberty Dollar is that little glimmer of hope, that little, what we don't learn in school anymore about what real money is. It's silver and gold and certificates of silver and gold, which were dollars. Not legal currency. It was just meant as bullion, just like you can go to a store and buy gold bullion with birds on it, animals on it, famous people on it. Same thing. And I have some of them. I've went to the store. I bought some as a lark, collector's item. Some have commemorative coins, all the stuff. That's all it was. But what it represented, it represented an attack on the Federal Reserve Bank. And that system tolerates absolutely no competition whatsoever. It is brutal. You don't screw with the money changers. I mean, they make the mafia or an organized crime look like wonderful, wonderful citizens. So they shut them down. Now, how do you think the FBI agents felt when they had to close down a legitimate business? You know, I say shame on the FBI. Where are their morals? But you know what they say? Well, you know, I have a responsibility to my boss. You know, you, FBI, have a responsibility to the United States in upholding the Constitution. That's the oath that you took. And by closing down the Liberty Dollar, you broke that oath. You reneged on your responsibility. And what I see happening is I see a bifurcation in our entire country. Those people who have been elected by the government to uphold the Constitution, but are in regulatory type positions, who are going to force average citizens to do things against their will and force things against people so they cannot exercise their own free will as free citizens. And that's when you have riots in the streets. That's when you have people fighting the police. It's not the individual policeman they're fighting. It's the system. And the policeman is stuck in the middle. He says, well, you know, my boss told me to arrest these people. You know, they're not doing anything wrong, but, you know, I have a responsibility to my boss. But you have a responsibility to your country first. And that's what we have missing now. Because the entire city system has become so incredibly contaminated with this control by government, with this fear, if you don't do what you're told, there's going to be dire consequences. And the Liberty Dollar exemplifies that freedom, that spark of freedom, that hope, that government's of, for, and by the people, not the government. and the Federal Reserve System, with in concert with the government, couldn't handle that, and that's why they closed them down. And folks, we should all be in the streets rioting. And someday that'll happen. Good thing I don't sound too mad tonight, this morning. I did a segment on From Fascism to Freedom, or From Freedom to Fascism, I'm sorry. From Freedom to Fascism. Do you understand how that's happening? Do you understand how this is happening? Slowly but surely. The government can debase the dollar, in other words, make the money that you've earned worth less, so it can go on its merry way doing what it wants to do. And it doesn't suffer by it. It gains by it. Because the government is in debt by $50 trillion. Now, what if $50 trillion was only worth $100 million? They debase the currency to the point where it's worthless. Just like the German mark was before World War II. It's to the government's advantage to do that. The government wants to debase the currency. It wants to make it worthless because it owes too much money. And if there's a note that's worth $50 million, and now the $50 million you can only buy a loaf of bread, fine, they just print it, pay it off, and say there it is. Now we don't owe anything. But who gets left holding the bag? You and me, because the $5,000 we have in the bank is worthless. We're lucky to get on the bus with that money. Now, do you think any of the contenders, except for Ron Paul and the Libertarians, Ron Paul and the Libertarians are addressing this? Absolutely not. And what burns me up about this assisting the banks with these subprime loans is that the government is just as guilty for the irrational debt accumulation as the unqualified homeowner is. But now the government wants me and you, Mr. and Mrs. Responsibility, to bail out both. I don't think so. And Hillary Clinton, she's horrible. I mean, that woman, there's something wrong with that woman. I mean, she is smart. And the things that I know, the things she says, she doesn't believe in. That's what burns me up. She's too damn smart for that. She's too damn smart. And by the way, as an aside, do you know now that the national debt stands at a mind-numbing $9.13 trillion? That's $30,000 for everybody in the United States. And it is expanding about $1.4 billion a day, or $1 million a minute. That means our currency is being debased by the tune of $1 million a minute. And they closed down the Liberty Dollars. We should close down the people of the United States should close down the Federal Reserve. Okay, I'm going to shut off now, but it's time for us to get off the air, believe it or not. It's been a half hour. Thank you for listening to me rant. Please call 646-652-4620 with your comments. I would love to hear from you on the subject. That's 646-652-4620. I don't do, I don't break for station identification, and that's bad. But this is Joe Cristiano, Liberty Talk Radio. On Sunday evening, we're going to have Jim Burns. He's a Libertarian nomination, running for the Libertarian nomination for presidency. And it should be an interesting conversation. Please join us Sunday evening, December 9th at 8 o'clock. This is the end of today's program. We'd like to thank Ranch Shakers Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends, and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com, or phone in your questions to 903-551-2186. That number, folks, is the number off broadcast number. Remember, you are either allowing your liberties to be taken away, or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there's no middle ground. And remember, don't steal. The government hates competition. Until next time, stay well, stay tuned. Vote Libertarian. Vote Ron Paul.